My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It feels good to be back. Obviously, the championship is a bust for us. So we're excited about this upcoming season.
Football is back in the A.
And to celebrate, Dukes and Bella broadcasting live from Atlantic Station to set the scene for tonight's Falcons prep rally.
Starting at 7 o'clock, tune in or listen on the Odyssey app.
As the guys take a look at our upcoming Falcon season and more.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Dukes and Bell.
What happened Sunday? Sunday. Cannot wait week one of the NFL. We got off to a great start last night as the league kicked things off in Kansas City. We'll talk more about that game coming up. By the way, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Status Truck Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships as we broadcast live from Atlantic Station, getting ready for the Falcon rally tonight. And as you heard there in the promo, we said, scheduled to appear, because I don't want somebody saying, hey, man, I heard Dukes and Bell.
Right.
This person was going to be there. When we say that, this is they're scheduled to be here. But Grady, Bijan, Youngway Koo, you heard 2 Chainz cheerleaders. Freddie the Falcon was out with us yesterday. And a big shout-out to all the folks who came out to Napa Auto Parts.
Man, I know it sounds crazy, but we had literally over 250 people down there. We were just talking with Gordon, who does our promotions for us in Booth V103. And he's like, man, yes, the photos don't lie. And just meeting so many, I mean, literally dozens and dozens of listeners that make our station part of their day. And I just love the fact that one guy that said to you yesterday, he goes, man, I spend more time with you and Mike than I do with my own wife. So. Maybe that saves the marriage. I don't know. But we have the best listeners, and thanks for coming out yesterday. That was awesome.
It really was, man. So as we talk about this, we're going to get into an NFL blitz here in just a little bit. Also, along the way, you're going to hear Kirk Cousins, and we will have that exclusively for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, week in and week out, as he sits with Dave Archer and kind of gives us an outlook on what he expects heading into Sunday. This week, it's the Steelers, so that is on the way as well. And then, obviously, coming up a little bit later on, we'll get deeper into some college football conversation. Steve Kuhn is going to stop by. We'll give you our picks in the 4 o'clock hour. Picks started last week. So we picked 3 college games because that's all we had was college. Now we're into the NFL season. So you know the rules, but we'll break that down for you in the 4 o'clock hour. Mike, as we talk about this game, what's going to be the key? Like, how much is on Kirk Cousins to make this happen?
Well, we've never seen Kirk Cousins in a Falcons uniform in competition. We weren't able to see what he did down there in Miami in the scrimmage, which apparently was good. We've seen him look great in practice. We've seen him on schedule. The ball, Bijan, everybody talked about it, the first mini camp. Ball just comes out so quickly and accurately, which is something we haven't seen for 2 years. Protect him. You know, I mean, I'm going to go with the sacks. I mean, yeah, you'd always say turnovers. That's for everybody in every sport. I mean, and when it comes to football, every level of football. I'm going to go with the sacks. I'm going to say whoever gets more heat on the quarterback wins this game.
Okay, so if we don't control like T.J. Watt and he gets 3, you think that could be the difference?
I think it could be. Okay. I mean, it could be a 3rd and long, pin your ears back. Again, penalties you saw last night. The Ravens became the poster child for lining up properly and not getting any procedures. I think that's – how many guys are showing that film, by the way? Line coaches right now.
Everybody. You're right.
But, I mean, let's play clean. If you go back now, the good news is it's the 17 weeks to clean it up. But 16, we started – we had a sloppy game. We had some really blown coverages. Tampa Bay beat us. Jameis lit us up, right, at the old Georgia Dome.
He did.
And then we went on the next week, and then we're off and running. But, yeah, still, with what we've got at stake in these first 4 games, got no margin for error. We got to beat the Steelers.
I agree. We're not going to lose this game. 404-726-0929. Yeah. We'll get you caught up on the latest with the injuries, but we got to get to an NFL blitz.
Hey. Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Unless, of course, sacks are overrated.
Come on, Mike Smith. Stop. We don't need that.
Sacks don't tell the entire story.
Sometimes. Situational football.
I still can't believe Mike Smitty said that. I cannot believe he said that.
And by the way, he's the nicest. We ran into him a couple times the last few years. Smitty is the best, but lower pad level, unscouted looks. You know, every coach, when things aren't going well, you have like this – I mean, you literally – like the Dan Quinn is. It was like, iron sharpens iron, you know. These catchphrases just resonate in your head.
They do. Hey, last night, let me hear Patrick Mahomes throwing it to Xavier Worthy. Get used to the name. The kid can play. This is why they drafted him. And Kansas City's offense is once again dynamic.
Mahomes will throw it right sideline, wide open, with the catch, Xavier Worthy, 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City, Xavier Worthy, the second time in the end zone in the first game of his career.
The run play was just unbelievable. Here it was a blown coverage. The corner looks back. Uh-oh, nobody's there, and Patrick gets that throw right on. Of course, Patrick just zips it in. But, man, the run play where he just literally ran. He was like Forrest Gump in that scene. He just ran by everybody.
It was.
I mean, we said it to start the show. It really – how many times you watch NFL games, there's not a lot of moments where you – other maybe a one-handed catch where you go, I've never seen that. I'd never seen something like that before, the way he just burst through everybody.
Yeah, it was that's explosive, man. And right. This is they didn't have this last year, guys. This is why this is scary. They did not have this explosive nature to their offense last year, and they still won the Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, as long as you got Mahomes, again, they look like to be as crappy as they looked at times and still win it on the road. That's why I know I said it twice to you yesterday. I'm still going to roll with the Chiefs. I'll bet anybody wants to take me on for Chiefs to repeat, make it three.
It's something special if it happens. Meanwhile, Jerry Jones is talking about all the criticism. You're not getting this deal done with Dak. You paid CeeDee Lamb. Mike, he says, it bothers me.
I feel a lot better than some of the critiques that maybe I'm getting more than they are, but I'm sensitive to them. Okay. But I'm frankly a little surprised. I'm surprised that it isn't more apparent to fans that we put an outstanding team together. Mm-hmm. I think the team is in better shape to roll than it was last year. I am a pleaser. It bothers the hell out of me to really get critiqued and criticized, especially if they're getting near the red meat and they're getting in there where I'm double sensitive about it. But there's not many things about the Cowboys that I'm not sensitive about.
Of course not. I mean, you haven't won a Super Bowl since Clinton was in the White House. Yet you've got more money than anybody. Your franchise is worth more than anyone. But you've got to get out of the pot. You've got to get out of the picture. By the way, because, folks, Carl, the obvious answer is, why'd you monkey around so long with Dak? And why are you continuing to screw around with this? You know, McCarthy, why'd you bring him back if you were so disappointed in the loss of the Packers? Just fire him. You get the money, eat it.
Yeah, by the way, that was on Stephen A.'s podcast, so you can allude to Stephen A.
Was Stephen A. wearing the cowboy hat?
He was not, but that was from where he sat down with Jerry, and that was from his podcast.
I am a pleaser.
So in the last, 7 years, we've gotten glory hole, pleaser, and what else? What am I forgetting?
I think a lot about it in the shower.
That's that, too. By the way, Mike McCarthy, thankful, speaking of Jerry, for one more shot. Thankful and appreciate the opportunity in front of me. That's really how it's been. I get what goes with contracts.
I am a pleaser.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. And look, I got nothing against McCarthy. Good for him if he can do it. It comes down to Dak. You could pencil him in to be either the wild card or win the division if the Eagles implode again. But then it comes down to Dak and two or three throws in a playoff game. We could fast forward to January.
We're going
to
see. I've heard, Jerry. I think they're going to take a step back. I don't think they win 12 games again this year.
Right. That'd
be four straight years of 12
wins.
They
blew it last season, baby.
I don't think so. They should be a playoff team, but I don't think 12 wins. Hey, Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, Mike, spoke to the media, said he'll be a game-time decision.
And is T. Higgins banged up?
Yes.
Yeah, that's – hello.
Yes. T. Higgins.
Yeah, doubtful, Chris just said.
Yeah, did not practice today. Everybody up there saying he's going to play.
Ooh.
This was precautionary. Uh-huh. But the Ja'Marr Chase thing, here's where I will say this is, I'm calling bull corner.
Maybe bet the under on the Patriots-Bengals?
That's supposed to be a dub for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right.
Ja'Marr Chase said he might play without a deal. You're crazy as hell. No, you're not. And this is why he's saying he may be a game-time decision. Mike, If he gets severely injured, he's done. He'll never see the money that he's talking about seeing right now.
Right.
Why would you even suggest that you're willing to go out there and play without a deal? He says, quote, it's my decision. So if he's on the field Sunday without a deal being done, and the Bengals have said,
so he's only got 1 year left on his contract deal, right?
Yeah, and the Bengals have said, we're not giving you a new deal. He said, then it is his decision. God forbid anything happens, man.
And that's why, you know, guys, they don't like being franchise tagged, and that's why it's such a risky proposition to be in the spot he's in. Tonight, we have Friday Night Football, only available on Peacock.
You got yours ready?
I did. Yeah, I was such an idiot to cancel it. It was only $5.
I meant the streaming service.
Yeah, Peacock.
Yes.
I got my Peacock. So okay. I'm ready. Yeah. It's funny to say Peacock.
I had to do a double check today. I think I told Chris this. What was the game last year we had to get? What
was that
the
Chiefs and the Dolphins.
Okay.
The first divisional playoff game.
That was the game.
Wildcard week.
I got. We went home. I'm in bed. I'm like, yeah, turn it on. And it's like, you don't have this. I'm like, yes, I do. And then I had to upgrade. And then I never canceled, right? So I don't even know how much I've been being charged this entire year. So today I had to go double check and say, do I really have this? And am I ready for tonight? So I clicked it on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On. Apparently, I'm good to go.
So, I heard Andy Randy talk about, heard a lot of talk about this. Why aren't the Eagles wearing green? Here is the official skinny. And there was a lot of controversy because initially the NFL said, no, the teams will be wearing their regular traditional colors. They're playing in Corinthians home stadium, one of the most popular soccer teams in the Western world. And their colors are black and white. So, the Eagles will be in black and white tonight to honor the Corinthians. Their arch rival is Palmeiras. They wear green. And they actually fine people in Corinthians if they wear green and they get a photo or something shown to them. That's how ridiculous it is down in Brazil. And it has nothing to do with crime, although crime is a concern. That's why the Eagles radio team will not be making the trip to Philadelphia. But you do have the Packers wearing the traditional road uni. So that's the yellow helmet with the white, with the yellow and green trim and the yellow breeches. But the Eagles will be in black and white. Those are Corinthians colors. Apparently, the Packers upset Corinthians fans because they presented the captain of Corinthians with a traditional green Packers jersey. So nobody may have told him, go with the road jersey. Why are we jumping through hoops for a bunch of people in a borderline third world country, Carl?
Respect.
I have no idea.
Respect.
No idea.
You're trying to respect what they...
Money.
What they do and what their beliefs as far as their culture, soccer culture is.
I can't wear green because I'm going to get stabbed outside the stadium. Okay.
But, yeah, I and by the way, Eagles fans that are going down there, you know, they've been told, don't worry about this, don't worry about that. I can't wait to hear when this is done what the security was like.
Right.
We're not hearing a lot about that unless you know somebody that's inside and what's happening with. I'm not talking about the players. They're going to be protected. I'm talking about the fans.
Brother, I know, again, my experience in Brazil was 30 years ago, both in Sao Paulo for the Formula One race and then Rio. And, you know, it's just – put it this way. If you know where you're going, I guess you're okay, like any other big city. There's parts of New Orleans Falcon fans wouldn't walk into,
True enough.
But, and you know, every time I'm in New Orleans, I'm still always looking over my shoulder at times. But this is one where, I think a lot of folks chose to stay in the hotel that are part of the teams and the media making the trip. And as we said, Philadelphia is not even sending their radio crew.
Yeah. The first year I think it was the first year we started the radio station. We went to New Orleans. There was a Super Bowl in New Orleans. I forget. I want to say it was Patriots. It sounds like, because, hell, they were in it every other year. But, Mike, our engineer at the time, our station engineer, was out. And we had all the shows there. And he went down some back alley.
Right.
And got jumped, beat up, and robbed. And so we're all out. I think we're at, like, Pat O'Brien's. And our manager at the time gets a call. And it's like, such and such is going to the hospital. And we're like, what? We just saw him like 15 minutes ago. And to your point, he was in the hospital for days. You're absolutely right. You got to know where you're going. But I'm hoping everybody that goes down there is being safe.
Right on. Including our man Dylan. Isn't Dylan going down there? Did Dylan go down for the game?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Be safe, my brother.
He did. Hey, man, coming up, we hear from our quarterback. Exclusively on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is something that we can look forward to on a weekly basis. Kirk Cousins with Dave Archer. What is he thinking about heading into week one? You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We told you a little bit earlier, the news out of Pittsburgh is that Russell Wilson says he's taking it day by day. And
like most of us.
He wants to play Sunday if he's able. Now, I'm not adding that last part in. That's literally what he said. Right. Nothing concrete, but he did express optimism. So we talked to Brian McFadden earlier last hour, and he said, listen, I think he starts. He probably is going to start, but I don't know if he finishes the game. And, Mike, it's all going to depend on how he feels, and more importantly, if we get after his butt. If we got him on the run and he's struggling, right?
You know, he's a guy that wants to extend plays, and that's why he takes so many sacks, you know. And it's just one of those deals where we were talking with some of the listeners on the text line. Can't read all of them, guys, but stuff's on Twitter. We don't call it X. Guy was like, man, Fields really tore us up there. Now, again, you have to understand, that was Ryan Nielsen's defense. This is a new defense. This is the Jimmy Lake Raheem Morris defense. We've got a guy named Matthew Judon. Didn't have him last year.
True.
You know, we don't have Simmons. We didn't have Simmons. You know, and we drafted a bunch of studs. You know, we think that hopefully he'll be a big fire breather in the middle. That's another thing. You know, how are the young guys going to respond? You know, in the defensive rotation.
It's a good point. I do think a little bit of pressure has been taken off because, whatever we needed from them, I'm not asking as much.
Right.
I don't need Rook to have 8.5, 10 sacks now because you have, a guy that you can believe that's going to be there and get that kind of production. I also think David Onyemata is underrated. I'm just telling you, I think he is. Right. Healthy.
He does the dirty work that maybe doesn't show up on the stat sheet.
Interior defensive line, Mike, him and Grady. I think, again, those guys will give you push up the middle. But to your point, all the young guys that are going to see snaps, just go play. You don't have to go out and now be super impressive and, if I don't get 5 sacks this game, we don't have to think like that. Just be productive in the time that you get. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at Atlantic Station hanging out, and we're getting ready for tonight's rally for the Falcons. Again, 2 Chainz is going to be here later on. All the festivities, again, Mike, after 7 o'clock?
Yeah, man, a little bit after 7 o'clock, get the crowd rolling. I know there's a slim chance of showers. Right now, the weather's been good. It may miss us. About a 40% chance today around Metro Atlanta. But the weatherman, Mike, with you here on the 25 and 55 after.
Heather with the weather.
Now here's U-turn Laverne. How's it looking out there? Yeah, man. So it should be great, and it's always a blast out here. And one thing I do miss moving down to the country is I used to love coming to Atlantic Station, going to Atlantic Grill, Hobnob here. We have a Hobnob in PTC now, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
We're moving up in the world. We got a Hobnob.
This is a good spot, man.
Love the food, man. Great food. But no, Atlantic Station's going to be popping tonight, and then 2 Chainz will be out here. People excited.
2 Chainz.
Bijan Grady always gets the crowd pumped, and Young.
way cool.
By the way, Atlantic Grill, every time I go in there, because the barbershop's right there.
Right.
And Tony and the guys. Tony, they used to be in our building, and then they
great
came
dudes.
Over here. Yeah. And every time I go see the fellas over there, I stop in. And the bartender, you've known him for years. And every time he's like, how's Mike doing down there?
I mean, not to get morbid because we're having a fun conversation, but I will, you know, you know where you were when the news dropped about Kobe Bryant and the helicopter crash.
That's we were
waiting to go see a flick over at Atlantic, and everybody got all sitting on their phones, and then literally the entire bar, black, white, young, old, everybody kind of, we all did a shot and did a toast to Kobe. Yeah. Right down there, man. Yeah. Like real neighborhood feel because it was such one of those moments.
Sure. No, it's a great spot, too. Great burgers, by the way, there.
Oh,
hey, man,
yeah.
We get a chance.
Oh, I'm making animal noises.
It is. It really is. Hey, we get a chance, and we're going to get a chance every week to hear from our quarterback. The Steelers are dealing with their own issues. We know who our guy is. We know who's going to be on the field Sunday. And week in and week out on Fridays, we're going to get a chance to hear from Kirk Cousins. It's the quarterback report, that is, with our own Dave Archer.
Hey, hey. Let's get it right here. Let's get in the end zone. Let's go!
This is the Falcons quarterback report. The Falcons quarterback report is brought to you by Rooms to Go. Buy the piece, save a little. Buy the room, save a lot. Here's Dave Archer.
Kirk, here we go. And I don't know that I don't know the history of this. This is your 13th season. Has there been a preseason where you have not played and then gotten ready to go for the first regular season game?
It's happened before. The last couple. That's where the league has trended as of late. Certainly early in my career, that would be unthinkable. Those preseason games took on a different tenor back then, but it's becoming more common around the league, and you've got to be ready to treat practice like games at full speed and then be ready to hit the ground running week one, and that's what we plan to do.
This team in Pittsburgh, I guess the backbone of who they are is playing defense. How difficult is it to get ready for a team? Maybe you've been in the NFC your entire career. Now, you've seen them periodically because of the way the schedule plays out, but getting ready for maybe a style of defense that you're going to see this weekend.
Yeah, they are a team that I haven't seen as often in my career as others. You know, we'll play the Eagles week two. That's a team I've seen, you know, double-digit times in my career. But the Steelers would be the opposite. It's, you know, only a couple times. So they play a great brand of football. They're obviously well-coached. They've been so consistent for so long. And I think it'll be one of the better defenses we play all year. So, you know, from a test standpoint, week one, our offense is going to have to be really on it to come out with a win.
When you take a look at the tape, Kirk, and you begin to start thinking about matchups and stuff, does that overwhelm you, or is it your scheme that you feel like you attack it with? I mean, is it a combination of those things?
Probably a combination. I think, you know, I kind of let the game plan as it comes into me Monday, you know, through the week. You kind of digest that game plan. You say, okay, through these reads, through these plays, how do I want to attack it? Run game, pass game. It's very situationally driven. You know, how does third downs look versus first and second down? How does red zone look versus in the field? So we work through all that through the week, and but certainly a worthy adversary that is going to take, you know, everything we got.
I know you're conscientious all the time about down and distance and keeping in manageable situations and those types of things, and you still want to take your shots as well. When you get a team like this that's rushed the passer as well as they have over the last several years, especially with the two edge guys they've got here, does that have to be more in the forefront of your mind?
I think you always want to find that balance between, you know, being efficient, protecting the football, but still looking for explosives. You know, there's times where I've got to pull the ball down and take off and run. There's times where taking a sack is the best thing. There's times where checking it down quickly is the best thing. And then there's times where maybe, hey, O-line, I need you for one more hitch here because we got a big play down the field. So finding that balance of what quarterbacking is all about, it's not an easy balance to find, but we're certainly facing a pass rush that you got to know what you're doing in terms of protection, having help, and at times on some of their best players, having not just one guy but two, and that's what it takes.
I know we're always thankful, any of us that have a chance to play this game and how special it is. Get back on the field. How are you feeling that way about the special opportunity to get back out on the field?
Yeah, I think coming away from the Achilles tear in week eight last year, you're just more aware of, you know, the privilege it is to play. And now in year 13, I've got more football behind me than ahead of me. And so that also makes you want to really appreciate it. And then I got two young boys and really cherish the opportunity for them to get to see me play. So for all those reasons, every time you step between the white lines, you count it a privilege. And then I really see it as a great opportunity to help the young guys on the team. You know, they help me, but I want to help them and allow their careers to go to new heights. And I want to be a part of that. And so that's a real privilege as well. And So there's no doubt when you step out on Sunday, you're counting yourself very fortunate and blessed to be out there.
Kirk, go have some fun, buddy.
All right, thanks, Eric.
The Falcons quarterback report.
More of the countdown to kickoff is coming up on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Mike, we were talking
You'll catch
about,
that, of course, on Sunday on your way to the game.
Yes, you will. We were just talking about how personable he is. You know, again, we need him to win. We want him to win. We need our team to win. But just on a human level,
right?
Super nice dude, man.
I was saying that to a bunch of guys at our promo yesterday down in Morrow. He is just, like I said, Bijan is another one of those guys. You know, and when we heard, you know, I thought it was so refreshing to hear Judon when he came in here from the Patriots in the trade. He goes, you know, Falcons don't know me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I love the fact you got real dudes. I'm not saying we had phonies in the past, but we just got some totally grounded guys on this team, know what's ahead of them. Pitts, as we said, he's always fun to talk to as well.
I agree. We got to turn this into something special, but it starts on Sunday. And, you know, again, you can't win the Super Bowl on Sunday. You're not going to lose it either.
Right.
But, you know, you just want to lay the groundwork, Mike, for what I think is going to be a really successful season. A lot of people are picking us, by the way, and you guys know this. We've been talking about it. 12 wins. And it sounds crazy, but again, I say, you know, we should have had three more last year, which would have gave us 10. And you're going to tell me, right, with a better quarterback that we can't get two more?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. I just went brain dead on his name. Brandon Lang. I got it. The guy, the two for the money was based on, the handicapper. He was on with Steakhouse today. He held us at 9. He didn't want to take over the 9.5. He still thinks the Bucs are going to be really solid.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard to see the Saints. I mean, we look, the Saints kicked our butts. I got it at the end of last season, but I just see they're kind of, they look fair to Midland. I don't see them because a car maybe is a threat. But Brandon Lang, for what it's worth, he wasn't buying all the Falcons just yet.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, John Gruden is loving the Falcons.
Well, this is crazy because I didn't realize, Chris told me, because I was like, you know, Johnson, he's been out of the limelight. We know what
we
happened.
We need to get him on now that he's got this podcast and this
time.
YouTube channel.
Big time. Yeah. So he was, but you know, he was with the Raiders. Everybody knows how that played out. But Mike showed me a video. There's a lovely lady out there. Falcon fans know her. Her name's Carrie. She loves the Falcons. She follows everything, and she's on top of her game. And she tweeted out this Gruden video. Mike, I think, retweeted it. But,
right,
by the way, what is Gruden saying about the Falcons?
But I like the Falcons in this game. I'm catching the Falcon fever, baby. And I'm an ex-Buccaneer. I hate the Falcons my whole life. But all of a sudden, you know how things happen in life? Weird things happen. I'm becoming a Falcon fan, man.
So, of course, based
the Falcon fever, baby.
Catch it.
That's
great,
man. That is
great, man. So, like, so Chucky's liking the Dirty Birds.
I'm catching the Falcon fever, baby.
Hey, that's right. Roger Goodell, you stuffed shirt. When are you going to reinstate me? Crying out loud. I have to go coach at Jerkwater State. Bunch of nonsense. Go Dirty Birds.
Chucky, by the way.
Yes.
I mean, I know you kind of got bamboozled as well.
Hoodwinked. Yeah. I didn't land on that Redskin investigation. It landed on me.
Yeah, did you see what happened with the Redskins?
I'm catching the Falcon fever, baby.
With the commander, should I say, in their VP?
Yeah,
I
tell you what, that kid, VP of communications, right? You think I'm a jackass. That guy's paid to talk for a living. I'm paid to coach.
Oh, man, hey, I'm with Gruden, by the way.
Right.
I'm with Gruden. All right, coming up, we got Yeah Man, No Man. Chris is hanging out with us. Jersey Mike, our on-site engineer. We're live at Hot Knob right here at Atlantic Station. Get ready for the rally tonight. It's Dukes and Bell.
92.9 The Game.
We're live at Atlantic Station, guys. Falcons rally tonight. Hanging out on a Friday. Hot Knob, one of our favorite spots right here at Atlantic Station. Turtle is with us. He's got Man, No Man coming up. Also in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll look at some of the other big games. By the way, Texas goes to the Big House. We will pick our games in the 4 o'clock hour. We get 3 games. We pick them against the spread. So it could be 2 NFL. It could be 2 college. Whatever you want. Last week, we only had the ability to choose from college games. So we will do that throughout the course of the year. Big O, Turtle, Mike, myself, we keep score. We have a lot of fun with it. But it gives us a chance to talk about some of these other games that we don't get a chance to maybe get to.
Right.
But as I said, for Georgia Tech fans, big week, man. Big week.
And I can't wait to hunker down at noon. I'm not a fan of the noon starts, but Fox is rolling with it, so you got to. But this Texas-Michigan is going to be a blast. I'll be with you, brother. Hook 'em horns.
It's huge.
Can't wait.
A lot of guys going up because we haven't gone up there. We don't play Michigan every year. It's like these big, you know, kickoff games.
Right.
So a lot of folks are making the trip, but it should be very, very entertaining. We'll get to some of these other games we're going to talk about in our pick segment. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what is going on? First and foremost, how is your back? Because you missed yesterday. By the way, Mike said it. Hundreds, we're not over-exaggerating here. Hundreds upon hundreds of people making their way out there to Napa Auto Parts, hanging out with us in the parking lot, waiting to get these flags.
Right.
And then Mike, as they got their flags, Mike and I are minding our own business. We're just doing the show, and people are like, Dukes and Bell, can I get an autograph? So Mike and I don't even know if
it was like a production line.
But we were signing literally and doing the show at the same time, and I thought it was going to be like one person.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, there's a line of folks. I'm like,
I mean, and I said it yesterday, Chris. I mean, I always feel awkward because obviously if there's an A-list celebrity, we're like somewhere around like letters L or P or M or something. But, you know, we can't do it without you, as Carl says. Without you, there's no us. But, man, met some great people, and we just appreciate the fact you actually want to take the time for us to sign something. It was very cool.
Yeah, so a lot of Falcon flags got signed yesterday.
Right on.
How you feeling, man?
Well, first of all, you better put in for an appearance fee after that.
No doubt.
First of all,
this is true. Right? He's not lying about
this. I felt like Pete Rose yesterday. Sign away.
How many do you want me to sign?
Sign away.
But no, I'm doing much better. Thank you, guys. Just needed a day yesterday to get off my feet and lay in
bed.
What
is this new girlfriend doing to you, man?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I mean, obviously you guys break the bed, so there's obviously some serious sport going on.
Don't start with this now.
He went there.
What? Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait to this tigress.
Yeah, I hope she's not listening. Well, actually, maybe I do. Maybe I do hope she's listening.
Sounds like she's a sexual tyrannosaurus.
Yes. Babe, we'll see you tonight. All right. So yesterday was a really, really good day that came out of nowhere for me because my favorite band growing up was Linkin Park.
Right.
And they had the unfortunate suicide of their lead singer, Chester Bennington, 7 or 8 years ago. And the band has been dormant since then. They have not released any new music, and they've just taken all that time to process and move forward and honor his legacy. Well, they announced yesterday in a really big way that they're coming back. They're dropping a new album.
Wow.
They have a new lead singer. Mm. Her name is Emily Armstrong.
Her?
And they put on a surprise pop-up concert yesterday that went on YouTube. So I watched the whole thing. They played for about an hour.
Wow.
And I pulled the little sample for you guys to hear, and I think she sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, so she took over.
Bringing it in from down. Got the Thrasos. Bringing it from down here,
yeah,
man.
She pulled it within her loins, as they like to say.
What do we know about her? Where'd they find her? What's her story?
She was a lead singer of another band, of a hardcore metal band, and she got linked up with the guys of Mike Shinoda, who's the other singer-rapper in the group, and they apparently had a really good connection, and there was actually a rumor of a different guy from another heavy metal band to take over, but they went with her instead. And she did. I thought she did a really good job.
It's rare that a band can replace. Now, the most famous one is AC/DC when they lose Bon Scott, and then Brian Johnson's one of the greatest selling records of all time, Back in Black.
Yep.
But the one I was just thinking of, because Alice in Chains, when Layne Staley, you know, curse died, they found this guy named William Duvall, and we saw him live in concert. Carl, he looks like the old lead singer, Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy. Good looking dude, and he sounds almost like note for note like Layne Staley, which is, it's hard to find that, and then to have some success with that record. So see what they do with this.
Yeah, so she's going to be the front woman of the new record.
Front person.
Yeah, front. Well, yep, you're right. I can't even say anything. You are right about that, Mike Bell.
One of my all-time favorite songs, period, is Numb with Jay-Z, obviously, in Linkin Park. You know, the way that song comes in, dun, dun,
right.
And you just hear it, and it's like, it's one of my all-time favorites. It's a great band. I am a little surprised because they have been gone, but now I'm curious to see what it sounds like and what they're going to do, man.
Yeah, she can certainly hit all the high notes. All right, got some numbers for you.
Look at the numbers.
From our friends at Bet Online, they sent over their final Falcons over-under odds.
Okay.
So let's see what we think about these. Passing yards for Kirk Cousins?
8,000.
3,900 and a hay.
That becomes some kind of record.
Oh, 39 what?
3,900 and a hay.
Over.
Wow.
Over.
They're really begging you to go under. I mean, I don't know.
That's a large number.
That's a big number for a guy on a team that's going to run the football.
I'm going over.
What was Matthew Stafford's last healthy numbers with the Rams? Because that's your benchmark for the, if you're trying to, if Zach Robinson, just trying to, if you're looking for some kind of, you know, talisman to try to figure out what the hell they're going to be this year with this Zach Robinson offense. Because that would maybe tell you.
Yeah, last year he had 3,965 yards, 24 touchdowns, 11 picks.
I'm going over.
That was Stafford. So.
Wow, man, they really are on the number. They're right on the number. I make a wonder on that just because, you know, we're going to run the ball a little bit more.
It's a lot.
But that's still a great number. You're a 50-yarder from 4,000. I did the math.
Cousins' touchdowns, 27 and a half.
Over. Got to be higher.
Over.
Got to be higher.
Drake London, receiving yards, 1,050 and a half.
I'm fine with that. Leave it right there. I'll take the under.
1,050 and a half. That's
1,050 and a half.
Yeah, kind of like what Pitts did.
Well, he's never had it. He hasn't had his. He had like nine something last.
Well, because he had Mr. Grenade Toss and then poor Desmond. By the way, I think we just reported him as poor Desmond.
Poor Desmond. Yeah. Drake is a 1,200 yard. Thank you. Drake is a 1,200 yard wide receiver.
They only got him at 5.5 touchdowns too.
What? Over. I'm going over. All right.
For WR1, you got to have more than that.
Yeah, you got to have more than that. All right. The 1,000 yards, Mike, you say it's right on point, you think?
Right on the button.
All right.
I mean, because if we're going to get the ball to, you know, Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
And to Kyle Pitts and Bijan. Bijan want to get at least 500 out of the backfield, right?
You're right.
Bijan's at 550 and a half.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, we want him to be the Christian McCaffrey, 2,200 yards from scrimmage. Kind of sounds freaking great, right?
It does, man. And by the way, if Bijan has more than that, that means somebody has a lot less than we expected.
Right.
Seriously. Like, if he's got 650 or 700 yards receiving, that means somebody fell off or something happened.
Right.
Couple of other shocking numbers here. Bijan Robinson rushing touchdowns.
Oh, 21.
Give me six.
Six and a half.
Yeah, I'd say. I'll go seven. That's about right.
That is about right.
Yeah.
And
you see how overly hyped I am about this team.
No, but I got to be honest. I want to hate these numbers, but 21. They're really on it. They're kind of right on the line here.
And Kyle Pitts receiving touchdowns.
Ooh.
Don't get me excited in here.
I'm going to say 5.5.
Don't get me excited in here.
Under.
Four?
4.5.
Wow.
How, Sway?
They don't respect this game. Because they haven't seen it.
Four.
We're talking, remember red zone ultimate weapon? That means like eight. You know, like six and a half to eight.
Can I be honest? He should have four in the Carolina game alone. Okay.
Wow.
I mean, seriously. Four? Oh.
4.5.
I'm going over. Over.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the elite tight ends, and we talked about this, we're looking at the numbers early in the year. Sam Laporta, 10 last year. George Kittle, 6. Travis Kelce, 5.
He was hurt, though.
You know, he was banged up.
Yeah.
So I can live with that.
You can live with four from Kyle Pitts.
I can live with the number only because they just don't have any expectation because of the previous. We're going to pass this prologue.
So what are we talking about?
We're hoping it's going to be 6-7.
Okay. But what are we talking about? Four touchdowns and how many? What are we talking about? 1,000 yards, though?
850?
It is 800.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, man. Kittle had 6.
This is complete disrespect.
David Njoku had 6. Cole Kmet had 6. So these are all the elite guys. Mark Andrews had 6. Hunter Henry had 6. You know, Isaiah Likely had 5.
Are you telling me Sam Laporta is better than Kyle Pitts?
Well, he's a better producer.
Okay,
he put up better numbers.
Right now, he's better.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
No, you. I mean, it's just that's. But I don't like it. No, it's fine. It's nothing in there.
No, I know, but I just.
By the way, real quick, while we're doing, I told these guys during the commercial break, I went to Best Buy because I can't get my computer to hold a charge. Luckily, it was just a charging cable, so I had to get a new one from Amazon. So the guy, I bring the computer in. Of course, I got a Florida State logo over the HP logo. I go, man, I got a problem with this computer. He goes, well, I can tell you from the jump what the big problem with that thing is.
What?
The sticker. It's catching a lot of abuse.
It is.
A lot of abuse for FSU right now. But yeah, that's but no worries, man. These are why the numbers are where they are. He hasn't
run
had a
the ball.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't 100% last year, and of course the year before was an injury.
All right.
They don't take into account how bad the quarterback. They're not taking into account how bad the quarterback.
Of course they're not. Am I over?
No.
I have too much expectation
it
here?
It should be 8 friggin' touchdowns, 6 in the red zone.
Thank you. How, Sway?
How?
Come on, man. I don't know.
Don't kill the
that.
Messenger.
What do we say for Kirk Cousins? 8,000 yards?
No, 3,900.
Over. I'm going over.
What's the picks? What's the whole touchdowns and picks? That's the thing. Because touchdowns
are like, man, 20. He's legit.
Thank you, Bijan.
When you have
Cousins for 8.5 picks.
Okay. Probably
that's
go over. Right. Volume
27 touchdowns and 8 yeah. picks. That's
30 and 10 is what I'm expecting.
30 and 10 is his average over the last five years.
That's about right. No, yeah. I'm with that. And I'm thinking 35 this year. 35.
What? Wait, didn't you have Desmond Ridder getting $4,000 last year?
No, that was somebody who sent that to me. Somebody sent that to me.
Carl is eternally optimistic.
I got 35. Kirk
and
Cousins,
now,
30
another
touchdowns.
Misguided prediction from Nostradamus.
And I got Kurt with like 6 picks. Is that too much?
Well, he's MVP. He goes 35
he's
and
MVP,
6.
Right?
That's Matt Ryan
That's
at 16.
Matt Ryan. That's Matt Ryan.
There you go.
Why are you looking at me like that, Turtle? These numbers are skewed. Who put this together? Who's responsible?
The gambling house is looking
our
for action.
Our good friends at Bet Online that we don't want to anger because they give us really good guests.
Thank you. Thank you. We support them. They support us.
Who's responsible?
But remember, guys, who don't gamble, and there are a few of you out there, the line is simply to get the most action to protect the house so the house doesn't get jumped one way or the other.
No,
that's
you're right.
To get 50-50.
Yeah, of course. You're right about that. But at the same time, Carl is a man – some might say over his skis, talking about the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm starting to look ahead.
You know what? Same offense, though, with the better quarterback. Pitts' numbers have got to be better. And give me one more time. Pitts' numbers. I'm writing this down. Right. I'm telling you guys, when he passes these numbers, all of you people will be like, you were right, Nostradamus.
You got it.
What
is it? 800.5 receiving yards.
Over.
4.5 receiving touchdowns.
That's crazy.
65.5 receptions.
65 balls, Mike? That's all?
Well, but think about this with Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Bijan.
They got Bijan for 61.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how many throws? How many attempts?
Okay.
I'm with Carl. I want that to be over, but I understand why they're going there. We've always said if you're going to pick a guy fourth overall, he's got to be an 8 to 10. Okay, based on these elite tight ends, look at the numbers these guys have, Carl, with the exception of Port. I mean, a lot of these guys are only getting 6 because they're playing, like with San Francisco, with Ayuk, with Debo Samuel.
Yes.
So maybe 6 is maybe what we should expect.
Are you telling me Hockenson is a better tight end than Kyle Pitts?
Well, he's hurt right now.
But statistically, he has been the last 3
Sam
years.
Sam LaPorta?
Yes. He's good, man.
I know he is.
Don't sleep on Sam
David Njoku.
I know he is.
Yeah.
Njoku is good.
Sam LaPorta, it's like leapfrog Kittle and all those guys last year.
I know, but it's like, come on. This is why,
likely for Baltimore we saw last night. I mean, there's some dudes.
Did you see that athleticism last night he had? He caught the ball and then how he made the move at the end zone there, just defender runs past him.
He also cussed out the fans after the game. That was fun, too.
By the way, Kyle Pitts has all of that ability that you saw from Likely last night.
Yes, he does. He does.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
I'm glad we agree on
something. And he was a full participant in practice.
Today he is, which is great news for the Falcons. All right, Chris, I know we got to run.
All right, Oren, check my hamstring status and hit my music.
Hamstrung. Please, Jameis.
This jam right here.
Oh, yeah.
Numb, Linkin Park, Jay-Z. Chris says they're coming out with a new album, man. New lead singer. Great stuff.
Played this in Dublin, by the way, during TV timeouts. Yeah, and the crowd was going bananas.
Oh, I love it, man. It's one of my all favorites. Hey, we've got Blake Shelton tickets for you. And we're going to give them away in the 4 o'clock hour. Blake, along with friends, he's here with Craig Morgan, Dana Carter, Trace Atkins. Stay tuned for those tickets. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about some college football. The Dogs are going to play a lot of guys this weekend. It's just the nature of
it. And we have the point spread for you. If you get a bookie to take it.
Yeah, it's a lot. By the way, this hour is brought to you again by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. And we've got our picks on the way. Don't go anywhere. We're live at Atlantic Station.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.